Rich Kimball, Kerry Haskell shaking our pom-poms because Eric Meehan from Bangor Wine and Cheese is joining us for this week's Message in the Bottle. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, hi. You know, it's sad when I'm actually hearing this song, I'm seeing the video in my mind. That is the stuff of nightmares.
Can you help it? I mean, it's you can't think of one without the other.
Oh, God. Well, I was, it's funny to say that here. I was born in the country. despite the fact that the country was in the most densely populated state in the nation. But I was in the country, right? So we had the normal, you know, three major networks plus PBS. There was Casey's Countdown, but that song that just played was before that was on. So I never saw the video for that song until years later. And I was horrified. I don't know why. I don't know.
Because Tony was about 49 at the time when she shot that.
That's right. I think that's right. It's like, you know, some people have things about clowns. So that video is like my version of it. It's Pennywise to me. I don't know. But hey, what can I say? Hey, you know what? I'm happy. Before we get into wine, I keep dwelling in this because, as everybody knows, A, I'm a Giants fan, and B, I do watch and listen to a lot of sports drivel. When I'm not listening to the Rich Kimball, Downtown with Rich Kimball show, I do listen to a lot of sports drivel. I am so excited that my team, the greatest takeaway that we got from hiring a Belichickian is I haven't heard boo from East Rutherford. I am watching the meltdown in pretty much every other NFL town. And it is stupendous. Yeah. So if anybody out there is looking for good old-fashioned drama, do check out your local NFL, because this is typically the dead season. Oh, my gosh. It's just fun for me to sit back and watch. So the topic today is called sulfites. Fining, hence Mickey, you're so fine, and filtering, and other stuff people worry about. As we know, this is the month I'm talking about, you know, purity in wine, and the stuff that absolutely matters, and in another way, totally doesn't matter. And what's really funny is what I have grown up, learning matters. And does absolutely matter, is now absolutely being absconded by all these hipsters and hypesters. The latest, so normally, and this is the new, so normally I would have two topics. It would be fining and filtering mainly, and we'll get to those. But the new topic that I just can't get over is this idea of, and we've been talking about it, natural wines. And today I want to talk about this new one, which is that natural equals sugar-free. As I've often mentioned, both to my customers in store and here on the Downtown with Rich Kimball show, Americans were raised on barbecue sauce and Pepsi. And so this new thing, and the latest one I was reading is Dry Farm Wines, which is it has a partnership with, help me out, Jay Cutler's wife, Kev Cavallari.
I don't know.
She's one of these, you know, Hollywood hipster scenesters, and I guess Jake Cutler, you know, former quarterback, is her husband, and comes off, I guess, worse even in that show than he does in real life. But anyway, it's this new thing, and basically what it's saying...
Kristen Cavallari, I'm told.
Kristen Cavallari, there you go. Thank you. I am very out of... But anyway, so this is this thing where they're bragging that wine is low sugar. And the reference point is the aforementioned soda pops and everything else. And what this is, I want people to understand, is what has happened to the wine industry beyond COVID. We're not even talking COVID right now. Is that it has been, everybody thought, ooh, the millennials are now drinking wine. Things are good. And then pre-mixed beverages came on the scene, and oh my God, didn't the wine people go into a tizzy? They lost their minds. Pre-mixed everything. And it started to take these precious new drinkers away from them. So now their way of fighting back is coming back and saying, do you know how much sugar is in mixed drinks? Now, I mean, you probably do or don't if you care, but their point is, well, wine is way less than sugar. Well, yeah, but it always has been. That's not new. People aren't creating anything new by the fact that when you ferment wine, you're getting most of the sugar out, hence the term dry wine. So it really is, it makes me crazy. I mean, soda pop has, on average, and if you use the term soda pop, I know where you're from roughly, by the way, has on average about as much sugar in it as your normal dessert wine. And I don't know many people drinking your normal dessert wine just on the on their tabletop with their ribs and such. But that's what you get when you're getting, you know, your can of soda pop. So for people, and what's more is they're advertising it deliberately on this website that I was reading today, is that they're advertising it as natural wine. But then they veer off saying because mass produced wines contain all this other stuff, but they don't really talk about sugars, even though their point was that these things are. So they're really just trying to confuse the issue. So here's the real truth. Most of the wines that are carried by actual wine shops are, I guess, what these people mean by natural wine. A, they're normal sugar, right? So the meaning their alcohol percentage is somewhere between, 12.5 and 14.5%. And if they're a wine with residual sugar, like some Rieslings and some other things, it's still, an extraordinarily small amount. But the other things they're talking about are there a lot of added sulfites and indeed preservatives? And the other answer is no, and most of the wines that are carried by real wine shops, there are extraordinarily low sulfites, parts per million of sulfites, as opposed to things like Tropicana orange juice, which have much higher concentrations of sulfites, which is why I always do the Tropicana test. When somebody says, I can't do sulfites, I'm like, can you do Tropicana? And if they say yes, then it's, now we need to rethink what you've been told. And I know we're coming up probably on my time here, but
about 2 minutes.
This is a way of saying that there is a new attack on your intelligence, folks, telling you that wine is an extraordinarily ancient, perfect beverage. Oh, this is the other thing they mentioned. Our wine, that's what they said. Our wine is fermented with wild yeast, as opposed to the lab processed yeast that you'll find in mass produced wines, which is true, A. But B, no kidding. How many wines do I sell that are wild yeast? Like, that's not new, and it's also not new, folks, by the way, in beer and anything else, because the way that wine came into being is a couple of grapes got crushed. The yeast on their skins fermented them, and hoocha, 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 booze. I mean, the fact that these people are, claiming that they have reinvented the wheel is insulting to my sensibilities in ways that I cannot tell you. But that is to say, folks, there's a lot of people, not just me, a lot of people have been doing it right all along. Don't get sucked into the buzzwords. The theory of natural wines or something new, they are not. They have been around and are still around and can be found for much more reasonable prices than some of these wine clubs and nonsense that are popping up to take money out of your wallet. Don't let them do it. Listen to Destination Downtown, by the way, tonight. We are going to be talking to a couple of transplants, figuring out why the heck you chose Bangor. And thanks for doing it. because they're great people, and so I can't wait to introduce you. So 6 p.m. on the Downtown Bangor Partnership page and rebroadcast on Facebook for the rest of our natural lives. And next week we'll talk, what are we going to talk? Oh, yes, packaging options next week.
Excellent. I look forward to it. By the way, I enjoyed your homage to Bernie in the newsletter this week.
It came naturally until Christine snapped a picture, and I was like, oh, my God, it's just what happens when you move north.
There you go. All right, thanks, Erica. We'll check in next week with you.
Thank you.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor.